You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So when you come into your own body and then you have to allow that body to come into a character, like whatever character you're playing. And then there's like a certain energy, whether that's very subtle energy that you feel in like the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, that can just be doing a really dramatic scene. You're still charged, or maybe you're doing a full out dance number. You're still charged. And I think that a yoga practice and a stability / mobility practice really helps with that.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com and we'll get you on your way with 7 days interacting with a coach on a virtual fitness app where we'll program fitness for you. We'll talk nutrition. We'll just help you become the best actor athlete that you can. So once again, you can head on over to builtforthestage.com or you can just click the link in the description of this podcast episode. If you want, I think you should hop on over to the gram, follow us at Built for the Stage. Go to TikTok. We have some great fun things going on there right now at Built for the Stage, or check us out at BFTS Broadway on the Twitter. Okay. Exciting podcast as always. We actually have a returning guest, and she's not just any guest. She's actually Built for the Stage fam. She's a part of our team. She's the head of our Flow program, which is our mobility and flexibility program specifically catered to performers. Please welcome to Built for the Stage podcast, Elise Needery.
Hey,
Elise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. I do all of my intros live, and I think my comfort with you allowed me to maybe do one of my best intros of all time. What do you think?
I was thinking of that. I was like, he's really good at this. He's done it before. Because intros, it's so weird. Intros can be intros and exits, or it can be the weirdest stuff. The meat in the middle is fine, but it's the bread on either side that can get tricky.
Wow, what an analogy there. I felt like I was in like directing 101 class in college and learning how to use metaphors to describe things to your actors. I love that.
Well, I try to live my whole life as a hamburger model, so.
I'm going back to our first interview when I brought up the fact that your Instagram had said that you enjoy free samples.
So
Have you ever had a good hamburger free sample from time to time?
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so no.
Well, there's vegan burgers. There's plant-based burgers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I have. Unfortunately, it just seems I haven't taken a lot of free samples, you know, in the past 10 months or so. So it's hard to remember beyond that.
For everyone listening, Elise was last seen in King Kong on Broadway, and Elise actually experienced 2 Broadway shutdowns in the course of like, what, a year or a little over a year? You not only experienced the Broadway shutdown of the pandemic that everyone is going through right now, but you also momentarily, when the power and the lights went out on Broadway, it was closed for about, what, 12, 24 hours, something like that?
It was back open the next day, except for some of those shows went on that night. It was the ones that were east of Broadway.
So you've gone through two Broadway shutdowns. Like, that's, you know, a grandchildren's story I can see you saying about 40 years from now. I can just see it.
Yeah, gathering my grandchildren around the, like, the screen fire, whatever we have.
Well, let's jump into all things mobility and flexibility, since you are the head of our Flow program. For those of you listening, if you are a Built for the Stage client, you have the option to add on this Flow program with Elise. When did you start your yoga practice, Elise? When did you start doing yoga and then becoming a certified practitioner?
I started doing yoga when I was about 16. My mom used to go to this, like, all women's club in back where I'm from in Salt Lake City. It was called the Ladies Club. And she liked to take this yoga class like on Saturdays. So she just started taking me. And I remember I really enjoyed it. And I felt like I was like 16 and I was a dancer. So I was like, I'm so flexible. This is so great for me. But then it just became, you know, so I was like doing it as a teenager. And then when I moved to New York, it became something completely different as kind of a, like a balancing aspect in my life. When I moved here, I was doing a dance program at Broadway Dance Center and I was pursuing, you know, theater and Broadway. And I would go to Yoga to the People down on St. Mark's probably two or three times a week just to get in a yoga practice. It just felt so grounding for me and it felt therapeutic in a way. And it felt like a recovery. I was dancing so much. My body was super resilient because I was so young, but I still needed that recovery. And then also just for my mental state, it was a nice little escape. Maybe escape's the wrong word, but just something different when you completely unravel yourself in training and theater and performing. It can feel really exhausting. So just, you know, taking a moment and having a change of scenery that's not Ripley Greer, not that I've seen Ripley Greer lately, but it's nice. So yeah, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. How has your practice helped you through the pandemic? So you talked about a little bit of, you know, the putting your mind at ease or escaping, if you want to use that, or just kind of like setting worries aside. How has that helped you through this pandemic?
I think I'm probably not alone when I say that finding any sort of motivation in the pandemic can be super challenging. I know prior to the pandemic, I didn't need motivating. I love taking class. I love going to the gym. I love taking yoga class. But I think in the pandemic, it was pretty much like the platform for yoga was actually already slightly available, where there were already yoga classes online versus like dance classes that we're seeing now. So it was something that you could kind of just go right into. And for myself, just that, like, I need to dedicate an hour. I mean, back in March and April, it was just so dramatic. And it's just like, you couldn't peel your eyes away from your phone. So I just, having that dedicated like hour for myself every day, it was something I already loved. And I think it's just given me like a pillar of stability. We don't have a lot of those these days, especially as live theater performers. So I think my yoga practice just gave me this, like, you're still here. You're still in this body. There's this book that I really love. It's about meditation. It's called Wherever You Go, There You Are. It's by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And it's kind of that idea of like, whatever's happening out there, I'm here. I'm trying to stay healthy. And like, this is what I can do. And it, I know I'm really rambling, but especially in March and April, it just felt like such a catastrophe. And it was like, what can I do? And it was so strange at that time. And even at this time, it's like the best thing you can do is stay in your house and not go anywhere. So it was like, all right, well, I want to be the best in the best mental shape that I can be. So that's how yoga's helped me in a lot of ways.
Yeah. How about physically, like injury wise? Have you ever been injured while performing, rehearsal, performance, something like that?
I broke my foot once when I was working on cruise ships. That's probably the worst injury I've ever had. I have one labral tear on one of my hips, and I'm not sure about the other one. So I think that, I think that yoga definitely gives so much stability and just presence and awareness of like your physical body and what you're capable of doing. And you develop a lot of mindfulness around your own physicality. And so I have been injured, but I think that my yoga practice has helped me avoid many injuries as well.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
What aspects of flow, that the program that you head up for us at Build for the Stage, what aspects do you feel like are most beneficial to performers? So like when you're sitting down to program or you're actually filming the videos, you know, when do you most say to yourself like, oh, this is good. This is going to be put to use for sure in on the stage or in rehearsal.
I think the idea of stability and just kind of standing in your own body, in your own physicality. As actors, as performers, there's a lot of movement, right? Whether you're a dancer, whether you're an actor, you're moving around the stage, you're dancing around the stage. But I think in all of those times, all actors can also identify the moment where, whether they were rehearsing a dance piece or whether they were going over lines in their head, they took a moment where they were still and maybe they closed their eyes and they thought things through. So I think having a practice that's really rooted in just the mindfulness of where you are in your body, how can you physicalize even a little bit more, whether that's visualizing or whatever you're doing, I think it's very, very helpful to have moments of stillness to move forward, whatever you're doing, whether that's in rehearsal, audition, or performance. I wrote some other things down. Oh, I like this too. So when you come into your own body and then you have to allow that body to come into a character, like whatever character you're playing. And then there's like a certain energy, whether that's very subtle energy that you feel in like the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, that can just be doing a really dramatic scene. You're still charged, or maybe you're doing a full out dance number. You're still charged. And I think that a yoga practice and a stability/mobility practice really helps with that.
I love that. I'm actually writing down the timestamps on that because I think that should start the episode for us. So for those of you listening now, you've already heard that bit of advice or just knowledge, and hopefully you took it in on that second round for sure. What's your process when you're programming for flow each week? We've been at this for a long time. You have over 100 flows now, or
I do them by month. So this is month 13.
Wow. Maybe so 12 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're up there. How do you make it fresh? How do you make it different? How do you continue to, move forward?
Well, sometimes I just like go into my own body. I'm like, well, what would I want to do today? And then I'll build it off of that. Or I'll take someone's class and I'll get inspired by something. And I always try to remind myself that just because I did a forward fold in the last video doesn't mean I shouldn't do a forward fold in the next video and the next video. These mobility exercises, it's just like anything. You can't do a tour jeté one time and then be like, all right, I got that. you have to continue. That's what the training is. So I think just reminding myself that the repetition is good. It's good for myself. It's good for anybody that's in any sort of stability or mobility program. The basic yoga sequence, one of the more well-known yoga sequences, is a sun salutation A, which is basically just like a slowed down burpee with a back bend. But you just do it over and over and over again. And it gives you that sense of coming into your body. And I just remind myself that the people that are doing my videos are coming from all different places. They're doing the Built for the Stage program. So they're probably feeling really sore. How can I have my program? how can I have my program be, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Complimentary.
Yeah, complimentary. Thank you. How can they work in sync where one benefits the other, just kind of ping ponging back and forth. So I think about strength training and what you need from a mobility standpoint for strength training. And then I also think about performing, and lots of dance examples come into play. But I think those dance examples could be really good. Even if you're an actor and you're not dancing around a lot, you still want to feel stable and strong. So just programming for the performer, what do they need on stage? Right now, it's particularly difficult because we haven't been on stage in so long. But I think it's really important to keep training for the day that we can go back on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, as a pro athlete, and in this case, an actor who is a pro athlete, there's always an off season. And this one is a little bit longer than some would like. But during the off season is when you should be, your training should be at its highest point, because this is the time to really exert yourself and prepare yourself. Because when you're in season, that's more when we're just kind of maintaining the, I wanted to bro out and say gains, but I guess the success or the new abilities that we've achieved during the off season. During in season, we're really just trying to keep that steady and not lose what we have once again gained. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that with, like, whether it's yoga or your weight training or your conditioning? How does that look for you while in a show in comparison to when you're not in a show?
Not that different, because I know you say that there's an off season for every athlete, but I don't think that performers get off seasons. Even if you're in a show, I know that most actors are still auditioning. There doesn't seem to be a lot of off season. So I think in a way, for a short amount of time, this is a little bit of a gift, but obviously now it's extended too long. Between those two periods, I mean, I usually give myself like a sigh of relief if I'm in a job, like, okay, I'm in a job, this is my priority. So maybe I'll dial back maybe my training a little bit, but for the most part, things are pretty much the same, whether I have a job.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm specifically like, maybe a specific example could be like, you know, you're training leg strength really hard, but then you find yourself in, I don't know, the role of Tina Turner in Tina the Musical.
Well, that'd be weird.
Dancing your face off eight times a week, and you can't really train the exact same way your legs because of the demands that you have on stage. But yeah, just everyone listening, just to encourage you that in this forced off season, you know, to keep pushing forward and keep trying to take yourself to another level while you have the time before life picks up again. Speaking of training and other forms of it, besides yoga, what do you like to do for training your body physically outside of, you know, dancing?
Well, I walk a lot. I like walking, which sounds really strange, but I think that's a nice way to train. I like, especially in the format of in our pandemic, I like taking like video classes. I finally got some weights. So, yeah.
What kind of weights did you get? Did you get some adjustable dumbbells or what?
They're
adjustable,
but they're not the like $1,000 weights. I got something from Dick's Sporting Goods. But yeah, they're adjustable weights. I have a couple different sets.
Dick's Sporting Good, official sponsor of
Sorry,
Bill
I shouldn't
Stage.
Have said the name, but
no, it's whatever.
So yeah, I think just trying to find I also started rock climbing. Which has been
I wanted to ask just because having trained with you in the past, you are a strong individual. So I know that obviously body weight and just your strength of holding your own in the practice of yoga can certainly enhance your strength. But I just wanted to see if our listeners got a inside scoop on other ways that you like to train. But rock climbing, mountain climbing, whatever that climbing might be. Hey, you might be the next solo person on Amazon.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. But I love lifting weights.
You're not going to climb solo on some huge
mountain. I'm not going to free solo El Cap. I think that my will to live is too strong.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's cool with the weight training. Keep that up. Everyone that's listening, we actually have to let Elise go because she's about to do a live flow class for our Bill for the Stage members. On another video platform. I won't give another branded name because then by that time, Dick's, Amazon, everyone's going to just be pounding down our door to be an official sponsor of Bill for the Stage.
It rhymes with boom. Just kidding.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good enough clue for you. Well, Elise, thanks so much for coming on, just chatting with us a bit about the Flow program and just, you know, chatting with us in general. We're so grateful to have you on the Bill for the Stage team.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe.
All right, and that'll do it with Elise Needery. You can check out Elise on the gram at her own name, Elise Needery. Great self-branding there. Doesn't make it complicated for you to find her. So, check her out on the gram, give her a follow, and definitely try out her Flow program. That is included in our free trial. So once again, if you want to try a free trial, go to the website, builtforthestage.com. Thanks again to our producers at Broadway Podcast Network. You can check them out at bpn.fm or on the gram at Broadway Podcast Network. Until next time, it's me, Roscoe, signing off.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.